Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour, Jones and Keefe was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Now.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Hour number two of Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off rest of the week. Billy Lanny has slid over. Nick is here. Terp's going to join us for a Pure Hoops Hour coming up at high noon. You can join us throughout the day at 617-779-7937. You can also stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. I should have added this to the quick WNBA conversation. There are 13 teams right now. Next year, they're adding two teams, Portland Fire and Toronto Tempo. How do we feel about the team names? Fire and Tempo. Yeah. Not great. We need a uniform police.
I think it's more so anything. It's not necessarily the name.
The Fire,
it's
like, could be amazing.
Show us the jerseys, and I don't need to know the name. Let me see what the jerseys look like.
I don't know what tempo means.
Speed.
Makes me think of like the Rhythm Method.
They should go with like another dinosaur name.
Yes, they should have. The Toronto Dilophosauruses.
That works.
They're the ones that killed Newman.
Is that the ones
that spit
Newman's face?
Or like T-Rex. Toronto T-Rex. It's right there for you. Toronto yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Pterodactyl.
Toronto Triceratopses.
Triceratopses. Cleveland is going to have a team in 2028. Detroit in 29. And Philadelphia in 2030. So I guess if Boston were going to get a team, it feels like they would have to kind of get in line and wait at least till the end of that.
Exactly. So you get away for the next round of expansion.
But that also just is insane. It shows you the impact that Caitlin Clark has made. Like all of a sudden they're going to add five teams.
They're expanding the league.
Lord.
They're playing in NBA arenas now.
It's wild.
I mean, like you said earlier, like think of not only the pressure on her to continue to do what she does, but like added in like, oh, you're coming to town, so we have to upgrade. You know what I mean? Like the arena we have isn't nearly big enough to contain.
But it's it's that
momentum
and
you're bringing
like
in.
You can't take a night off. No. You know, like the NBA players, there's enough star players where it's unfortunately become the norm. You're like, oh, LeBron's not playing tonight. Oh, he's resting.
Right.
Like that's just what happens. But like, if you bought tickets to the Garden to go see Caitlin Clark, and they're like, ah, she's resting.
Well, when she was hurt, the ratings were down, or viewership was down 50%.
Oh, yeah. It went way down. And, like, she was legitimately hurt, so, I mean, that's one thing. But I mean, like, those, like, maintenance days. Although they don't play 82 games, so maybe there's a little bit
I don't know the exact time she got injured, but I'd be curious what the crowd looked like as soon as they knew she was done.
Probably, oh, my God. Probably
how quick they, like, funneled
probably
out of there.
Fell off a cliff. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Mike in Randolph. He joins us next. What's going on, Mike?
Guys, how we doing today?
Good.
I was talking about this with one of my buddies. Like, this kind of goes back to the same thing. Do you remember when the women's Olympic team wanted to get paid equal to the men, but they weren't bringing in nearly the revenue? This is the same thing. They're trying to blow. I heard Healy last night on Comcast saying this is the greatest sports town in the world. But if you have an inferior product that just isn't that exciting? Look, you just said it. Caitlin Clark, when she was hurt, it was actually down over 50%, okay? If she decided today, hey, I'm done playing basketball, the league might actually go under. Literally might go under. It's like basically going down to the Cape Cod and, like, opening up, like, a Mexican restaurant. Like, no one wants Mexican when they're in the Cape, you know, in the summertime. It's just, it's not a good enough product to bring it into Boston. And you guys said the Garden. No way. The Garden would lose money. If you were going to put it in any arena, it would have to be like a Gannis, because if you have Caitlin Clark there last night, you might have 3,000 people in the Garden last night. Legitimately 3,000. It's all or nothing. It's Caitlin Clark or bust. It's just what it is. It's like, I hate to tell you. Hey, listen, if it would bring in revenue, just like any business owner, okay, you do it, right? But if that was the case, wouldn't it already have been done?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, they weren't expanding until now. I mean, the last time they added a team, I think, was 2008, maybe. I'm looking at this list. They added a team last year, but again, Caitlin Clark joined the league in 2024, so they added a team last year. I disagree with them on the Mexican food thing. I could have that anytime.
Right.
I had a burrito a couple days ago.
Right. If I'm down at the Cape and there's a Mexican place, I'm eating 100 fish tacos.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Right.
Having that. Nice margarita. Please. I'm having that. But yeah, I mean, they're not moving the game there. If Caitlin Clark's not playing, that's obvious. Also, you know, depending on where you live in Massachusetts, the Connecticut Sun might not be that far away. And what has been the drive to go there? Like, are people like, oh, I got to go see a Sun game? Like, not really.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, it's like, well, I'm going to be there gambling.
Yeah.
Might as well catch a game.
Two birds, one stone.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's one of those things. Maybe there's a group of people that get comped. Hey, yeah. You're gambling all day. Here's a couple tickets to the Sun game tonight.
Yeah. No, that could be. That could be. Bob is in Warwick. He joins us next. What's up, Bob?
Yeah. Are the Red Sox printing World Series tickets? They might as well. They've wasted enough money on other things.
What's the matter with you, Bob? What happened? What's wrong?
Why so hurt?
What happened? Yeah. I hate the Red Sox.
Why?
Is there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, Bob. Just curious kind of as to why they are riding a 10-game heater right now and they're currently a playoff team.
Right. Why are you so down?
They lost eight before that in a row, or seven in a row. So they're up three. We need to prepare the losses. Yeah, Castiglione's a homer, too.
So
they got rid of him.
He's a Hall of Famer.
The guy is drunk!
Is there anything they can do, Bob, to get you back in?
Because he's an ass kisser.
No, that's not true. Okay. Guy calls a good game, Bob.
It's got no voice for broadcasting.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I feel like you're really upset with something else, and you're kind of lashing out at the Red Sox.
If you learn how to talk without a lisp, it might have helped your broadcasting.
I was born this way. If you want to make fun of me,
you're doing the best you can, but you're never going to make the big time.
Nope. I know.
Bob,
if I go to a better sports city, I would love to.
Bob, is there any way? Okay, I'm done.
He doesn't want to.
I don't even want to ask a question because he doesn't let me get it in.
No, go ahead.
Bob, is there anything? Bob?
All you do is give the scores.
Bob?
You're dealing with amateurs?
Jones went on vacation.
Bob?
85-77 was the score of the Fever game.
Just one question, Bob, and you can answer it however you'd like. Is there anything the Red Sox can do to get you back on board?
They need you.
Nothing.
Okay, thanks for the call.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Okay. Watch your
profanity. I just wanted
a simple question. Just wanted to get a simple question.
He's trying to do the math on us, and that maybe not his strength, but they won 10 in a row going into the break. They are actually 8 games over 500. He was trying to say they were only 3 games over. They're 8 games over 500. They are 3 games back of first place.
Yep.
So maybe that's what he was referring to. But that's fine. Again, I don't think the main issue was Red Sox with him.
No, there's like something deeper.
I feel like it's something else.
There's something deeper. The substances of something that he enjoys is...
Well, I am a little jealous. It sounds like 2-3 Bloody Marys in to his Wednesday. So that's our Tuesday. No, what day is it?
What day is it? It's
the
Wednesday.
Hell?
No, the it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
So this is a question I wanted to ask. And feel free to weigh in on the WNBA or the Red Sox. We have a Would You Rather Wednesday coming up momentarily. But... this is sort of a old school, like, can I get a ruling when Fitzy and I would discuss sort of real world issues that have popped up in our lives. Where do you stand on the door to door salesman and or saleswoman?
There's still a thing.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Don't answer the door.
That's kind of where I'm
at. True. Now when the doorbell rings, everybody in the house panics.
So this is a strange.
You like freeze.
So this happens every once in a while. On my street, that all of a sudden you'll have somebody like at your door, and they're like trying to like sell you
energy.
Yeah, but it's like, right. Yeah. Oh, we're doing roofs or whatever.
Right.
So yesterday this happened, and a guy's walking down the street, and what's always really kind of like disconcerting is they like leave their car somewhere in the neighborhood, and then they just like go foot to foot in all these different houses, and you're like, I'm also somebody that thinks that. Every phone call that's not from somebody that I have in my phone is a scam. Every email that's not from somebody I know is a scam. Every person that shows up at my door uninvited is a scam. Like, I'm just sort of, like, wired that way where everything's a scam. Are any of these still legitimate? Like, could it be legitimate? No way, right? He's trying to come in and, like, get my Social Security number, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Any kind of billing information that it can get.
Do you want to guess at what kind of product he was pitching?
Encyclopedias.
No, good
a
guess.
Big set of books for you to just fill your house with A through Z.
I've gotten those guys
big
before.
Heavy
I've
books.
Gotten like the like is it Mormons that do that? I have had those guys show up. I'm like, okay, I kind of get that. This is different. He's like walking around by himself.
Trying to sell you like a pool.
No, solar panels.
Good one. I've had that guy before. It wasn't the guy yesterday.
Milk.
That would have been better. I would have been like, yeah, give me some.
Actually, come on in.
You got any chocolate milk back there? I'll take some of that. No, this was odd. And this is also how they do it. This is why I think it's a scam. is they start out by saying, hey, I'm in the neighborhood already working on another house.
Right.
So I'm like, no way. I'm like, no, you're not. And he's like, oh, I just talked with Dorothy or something like that. I'm like, I don't know any Dorothy's. Right. Like, I don't know, like, how far away, like, how up the street are you talking about? And he's like, well, like, I have, you know, because I'm doing so many houses in the area, you could get, like, a discount. I'm like, a discount on what?
Right, you haven't even told me what you're selling
what
yet.
Is it? And, oh, by the way, this is at, like, 6:15 at night.
Right.
So, like, the girls are eating dinner. So I go and, like, open the – I see this guy, like, walking towards our house. I'm like, that's strange. So I go and open the door. My dog tries to shoot out of the house. So my dog's, like, barking at this guy.
I was going to say, was Harrow out?
No, Harrow was inside. I open the door, and I'm, like, blocking Harrow with my leg. And he's, like, trying to, like, bark. And, like, I mean, Harrow would just, like, jump and, like, lick the guy.
Right, right.
He didn't do anything. But he's, like, the guy's, like, giving me a sales pitch while the dog's, like, going crazy.
Right, he can clearly see it's a chaotic moment.
And then so he's, like, yeah, we're coming through, and we're, like, spraying for, like, anthills. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, ants and, like, spiders. I'm like, ants and spiders?
Oh, it's like those old, like, longhorn beetle people that would show up when that was a thing, like, 10 years ago.
Is that a thing?
All right.
But also, so we do have somebody that, like, sprays the yard for, like, ticks.
Right.
And, like, that kind of, and, like, mosquitoes and ticks.
Sick brag, bro.
No, I'm doing pretty well, despite what that last call was saying. I'm doing pretty great. No, but that guy comes for, like, ticks, which I feel like, yeah, you want to get rid of ticks. Like, what's a spider going to do? I don't care. Like, don't kill all the spiders. Why would that even be a thing?
I don't know.
I don't want ants in the house, but if they're, like, building, like, a little colony outside, God bless them.
Right, that's their territory.
So it's very strange.
Yeah, is your backyard like the Wild Wild West?
That's true.
Anyway?
I do have a lot of stuff.
I don't need to spray and killing all those creatures back there. So he's like asking me if I want to get like a spray for these ants. And I'm like, no, I think I'm good. At this point, I'm very polite. I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, thank you, though. And then he looks at me like I made the biggest mistake of my life. And he's like, do you already have a guy? And I was like, an ant guy? Like, no.
Yes, I do.
I do.
And then he, like, storms off. And I'm like, sorry. And then he, like, storms off, walks across my lawn, and, like, goes down, like, the road. I'm like,
knocks over your mailbox.
Yes, like, he might have been the guy that did before.
Right.
But I'm, like, very confused because I'm like, are any – like, there's no way this can't possibly be legitimate.
You just made a list.
It's true.
Yeah.
You got to watch your back.
I don't like this. I don't like this feeling. Don't come to my property. And, like, you shouldn't be, like, knocking on someone's door at, like, 6:30.
Right.
That's got to be
Well, you know that is because it's the summertime, so the sun's out longer.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no way he'd show up.
I mean, it was
six,
light out.
Right. That's so there's true. No way he would show up at 6:30 during the winter.
Yeah. People are guessing pest control. I guess it, like, kind of is. People say they get mailers like this all the time. No, so this is – if that guy had, like, a card or a flyer and put it in the mailbox, fine.
Right,
like whatever, and
you
then
look
that
at
way
it, you toss it in the recycling bin.
With spray cans.
That
like,
way,
I can
if I'm
do it
like,
right now, if you want,
yeah, oh, right. Well, it comes to the door in a big hazmat suit and one of those side tanks.
I'm like, oh, I need an ant guy. Like, no, I don't need an.
So
ant
when
guy.
Your back was turned, he planted something like on your
like a tracker of some sort on my car.
On that probably and probably put something that they'll burrow their way into your house.
He probably jumped a bunch of ants. He's like, these guys gonna be calling me.
Yep.
Get rid of these
unloaded
ants.
His ant farm on your front lawn.
I don't like it, though. I don't like people showing up at the door. It's unnecessary.
He answered, too. That was the thing, too.
I had one guy, this was a couple years ago, when I think either Cece or Georgie was, like, napping. Like, finally got her asleep.
Right.
And the guy comes and, like, bangs on the door. Harrow starts barking, wakes the kid up. So now I was very upset at that gentleman. But anyway,
What was he selling?
Yeah. That might have been the solar panel guy.
Yeah.
That might have been a solar panel guy.
So you didn't buy any?
No, I haven't bought a single thing for any of these people.
I feel like multiple times a year in our apartment, fifth floor apartment, so these people are working their way up to us.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly trying to sell us like the undercut, the like National Grid, Eversource people.
Right.
Well, if you're paying for this, you just get our equipment. It's like, dude, this is an apartment building.
Like, do you know how much you're paying for energy? I'm like, yeah, I could probably look it up. Dude,
right, I get
the
bill.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I know in the winter and fall, it's not so bad.
It's auto-pay.
Like, and I know it's a little high in the summer because the AC's on.
Right, and then they get kind of pushy. And they're like, what, do you hate savings? Like,
yes,
no, I
do.
Hate savings.
Yes, I hate savings.
Yeah. I don't like your savings.
I make so much money that I'm living in this apartment.
Well, maybe that's why they always go to your house. They know you always look for a deal.
I do love a deal.
That's a good point. If they know that's Rich Keefe's house and they hear you on the radio, they know you're always looking for a bargain.
I love a bargain, but I also am terrified to get scammed. So I assume everything is a scam.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
So that's why I'm curious if any of these are actually legitimate.
Just give me your social security right here. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Okay. Yep.
Perfect. All right. We'll get rid of these ants.
Name of your first pet?
Yeah.
I used to get those calls all the time. And now those calls have kind of quieted
down. Great now, though, because sometimes it'll just say probably spam.
Yeah, it's like don't answer.
Don't answer this. Don't waste your time. Yeah. Or you get the text from an area code that's like plus sign 753
survey. Like, yeah, you want to do a survey? I'm
like, no, it's like, oh, your package is being held up because, like, I didn't order anything.
If you don't pay this parking ticket, you're going to jail.
Correct, right? Yeah, we got you on Easy Pass. You owe us $1 million. You better click on this link. I'm like,
another good one is like, oh, thank you so much for paying for this like virus control thing. Like your payment of $383.74 is going through. I'm like, that's it's not
all right. Right? Yeah, we hacked your bank account. I'm like, I don't have an account there, but all right.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I'll click on this, see what's going
on. Shamit, is that even a thing anymore?
Yeah. And my phone's broken.
Yeah, right.
And it's done. Greg is in Springfield. He joins us next. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm just calling about the Connecticut Sun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that the Mohegan Tribe is in desperate need to sell the team. You know, with the new casinos around, they're all fighting for the same nickel. And Mohegan's biggest asset is that team. So if, you know, you WEI guys want to raise some money, scrape together all your pennies, then you guys might be in a position to make an offer.
Buy a team.
You never know, right?
All right. I mean, stranger things have happened.
I mean, it's a good point, though, because, like, for a while, it was only Connecticut that had casinos. Massachusetts is getting them now. New Hampshire has them now. So the need to drive down to, you know, gamble and watch these events isn't nearly the same because there's enough actual places around us.
How much money could we scrap together? Like $8?
No, he was right. Pennies.
$8, $10, yeah.
No, he wasn't wrong with
coupons.
Pennies.
Coupons. I'm on some of these different like fast food places. I have their app, so I get a lot of like rewards.
Oh, yeah. Order $30 worth of stuff. Get some chicken fries.
I have 500 points and Dunks points. I can get a free coffee.
Yeah, one free coffee on that.
Right.
I got a free Happy Meal the other day for CC. That was good.
What was the toy?
It was a character. It was Helix from the film Elio.
Oh, that right?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, they were okay with it. But what I don't like, and then maybe this speaks to just on how often we go to McDonald's, but we have like four of those toys now.
Oh, the same one?
The same one.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it looks like a little army of these things in our room. We're like, all right, I guess. Like, we need to take a break from Happy Meals, maybe.
It's like, you have all these Funko Pops. We can have these.
Yeah, that's true. At least the Funko Pops are different.
Are they?
Yeah.
No multiples.
Funkos.
No multiples. I never got into that because I knew once I got one,
that's the problem.
I'm gonna have to buy a million of them.
I knew that too, and then
I constantly see them. There's like so many awesome ones. They did an SNL 50 one, so there was like a Matt Foley one. There was a cowbell one.
There's everything.
I'm like, I can't do it.
I don't know how they do that. Like, how do they? It's like they have licensing agreements with every single thing.
Right, and the animation of them is so simple, yet you look at it and you're like, oh, I know who that is. It's like with South Park. When South Park has like a celebrity on,
you know who
it's still like the simplest animation, but you know who exactly who it is.
Incredible.
So it's the same thing with those Funko things. It's like, wait, they have the same eyes. They have the same mouth. Like,
This is a good text. Rich, I own a pest control business. Brag. That's a scam. No reputable company does that. There you go. That was my hunch all along.
Right.
But what's the end game, though? Is it just take all my money?
Yes, correct.
And my identity?
Yeah.
And my family?
Right. So not only will they take
and
all that
house.
From you.
Take my house?
Right.
Just live in my house? They're going to go parasite on me?
And it's going to have ants in it.
And they'll be
so they're taking all your information, all your money, and they're leaving you with the ants.
It's devastating. That's devastating. I don't like that at all. All right, you can join the show. 617-779-7937. Jones is off. Billy Lanny has slid over. Terp's going to join us at noon. Coming up next, a Would You Rather Wednesday, a bunch of Would You Rather questions to kick around. But right now, here is Lanny with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The NL defeated the AL 7-6 after the first ever extra innings home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber was named All-Star MVP after hitting three home runs in the swing-off. This is the NL's second All-Star win in the last 3 years. Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman pitched in the bottom of the ninth. Chapman gave up no hits and struck out one. The Red Sox will return to action on Friday night when the Sox will be in Chicago taking on the Cubs in a three-game series. Last night at a sold-out TD Garden, the Fever defeated the Sun 85-77. Caitlin Clark scored 14 points for the Fever before exiting the game late in the fourth quarter with a groin injury. Clark missed 5 games earlier in the season with a left groin injury. And tonight, the Revolution will be in New York taking on the Red Bulls. Kickoff is at 7:30. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
All right, it is a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off the rest of the week. Billy Lanny has slid over. Would You Rather Wednesday is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Nick is going to ask us the questions. We will answer them. We can also play along at home or in the car. Nick, what do we got today?
Would you rather Paul Skeens or Shohei Ohtani?
Man. So, Skeens, who got the start last night, he's now started two consecutive All-Star games. Only been in the league for 2 years. Started for 2 years. If you were doing like a expansion draft, he might very well be the first overall pick because he's only 23 years old. Ohtani is, how old is Ohtani? It's older. Let's see, 23 to 31.
Wow. I wouldn't know. I would,
he's
I would
older thought, than you thought.
He is older. I would have thought late 20s.
Older than you thought.
But you forget he had a huge career in Japan. Like, it's the same thing. Yeah. Like,
I think I'll, because ideally Ohtani does both.
Right.
But like, how many years is he really going to be Cy Young contender and great hitter? I feel like this year, how much has he even pitched? Just a little bit, right? Like barely?
A handful of times.
Yeah.
If
so
even that. But that's them building him back up to it.
True.
I think both guys. I mean, both guys. If they're on your team and you're watching, it's must see TV with either of them. I'm picking Ohtani just because there is the factor that he can do both.
Because of the bolt, yeah,
right. So I could take 3 days of hitting and a day off before he starts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you said Cy Young contender. I just need him to be a good pitcher,
right?
You know,
he's thrown, I think 101 this year,
right?
101 miles an hour, but he's only thrown like 9 innings, right?
Yeah, he's still throwing 101 after no rehab outings.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's incredible. I guess I'll make the case for Skeens, and I know pitchers can get hurt at any time. He is a Hoss of the Week, though, nominee every single week. 6'6", 260, throws absolute cheese. He's 23 years old. He was third in the Cy Young last year. He's probably going to win the Cy Young this year. 8 years younger, I guess.
And still get a Tommy John and still be dominant for another 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's
his career ERA is under 2.
Nuts.
Wild.
Absolutely nuts.
But he doesn't hit 50 home runs like Ohtani. So, I mean, I get the argument for Ohtani. How much longer do you think Ohtani can do it for? 4 years? 5 years?
I think, I mean, any
team.
He signed
a super long
contract. Right. They're paying him a ton of money. Yeah. They're gonna pamper him as much as they can while still being able to use him as much as they can.
True. He signed through 2033. Of course, he has that crazy, weird, deferred contract.
Yeah. Right. He's getting like 10 cents a year, I think, like that. His contract like per year is barely anything.
It's like a hot dog and a soda.
I think Manny in deferred money actually made more than Ohtani this year.
Yeah, Manny was making $2 million and some change from the
Manny
Sox.
Manny and Bobby Bonilla made more money than...
Made more money this year.
Oh, and Crush Davis.
Ohtani.
Oh, Chris Crush Davis.
Crush Davis. He had his Bobby Bo day recently, too.
Did his interpreter get jail time?
I forget how
Ohtani thing just got like brushed.
But good
under
for
the
him. Like it was just like it. Just like, oh no, he took the money from him. And they're like, oh yeah, he did. Nobody even questioned it.
That's it.
They love Ohtani that much. But I'm going with Ohtani just because the factor that it's like I can go to a game and I can either see him hit or possibly pitch.
Mm-hmm. I'll go Skeens. Is there anybody else even in that mix? I mean, Aaron Judge is insane.
Right.
So Aaron Judge. But he's also a little bit older.
Yeah, but then that comes down to like going around the league and like go by each team and who would you be sure that you're either in the crowd or in front of the TV to watch perform?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, what did you say? There's probably 10 to a dozen of those players in the league. If even that. Like, is Bryce Harper still one of those guys?
I kind of like
Bryce
Harper.
Right, I think if Bryce Harper was on the Red Sox, you would make sure that you're in front of the TV or at the game to watch a bit.
Yeah, I would. You know, the Red Sox have some exciting players. I don't know if they have anybody that's like on that level yet.
Right.
Crochet is like a must-watch start every time.
Yep.
But,
and the young guys there, the Myers, the Anthonys, those guys, like
Rafaela.
they're going to get to the point where it's like, all right, I'm not flipping channels. He's getting up this inning.
Uh-huh. No doubt. All right, question number two, Nick.
Would you rather Roman Anthony and Jaren Duran or Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong?
All right, Red Sox outfield.
Oh, we know where Keith lands.
Two-thirds of the Red Sox outfield, two-thirds of the Cubs outfield. Now, I guess if you want to include contract stuff in here, that's where it could get a little dicey because Kyle Tucker is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Jaren Duran isn't a free agent, but there's a lot of trade rumors with him. Roman Anthony, top prospect in all of baseball. Pete Crow Armstrong is going to be a part of our 40-40 watch in about a month. The guy's absolutely killing it. So as much as I love Anthony and think he's going to be a stud, and I've now jumped ship to the other side of the Durant argument and I don't want to trade him, I'd rather have Tucker and Crow Armstrong. Those guys are ridiculous.
Right. Then and there's just so much potential in all four of those names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
It's like not only are they already playing well, but just what they can become is even more insane.
Yep.
I'm going to lean Anthony, Jaren Duran just because of my local honk.
No, that's fine.
You know, I see them. I see those guys much more than I see Cubs baseball. I know what Crow Armstrong and Tucker are and what they're capable of. But what I see more often, I would stick with who we have right now.
Well, Anthony's so young. Although, so is Pete Crow Armstrong. And then, so, like, Tucker is a little bit older, and so is Duran. Like, Duran's...
Pete Crow Armstrong's young. Roman Anthony's still 2 years younger than him.
It's wild.
It's nuts.
It's absolutely wild.
See the photo of him? Is it him at Fenway with six chicks?
Yeah, just six lovely ladies kind of hanging out. Women.
Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, good Lord, Bill.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he looks...
canceled by the end of the day.
Yeah,
Me and Keith.
You got to be in tomorrow and Friday.
I know, right. Exactly.
Yeah, he looks like he's kind of living his best life, as they would say. He and Marcella Meyer are of Men Amongst Town. Yeah. As it were, enjoying their All-Star break.
Right, they're like Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle.
Oh, yeah, they
just
are.
Getting after it, having
really
a good time
are.
And showing up and performing.
There's a lot of ladies hanging around with those guys, so God bless them.
I know what it's like. I get it.
Although women have been weak in legs.
Dude,
I've heard that.
Just based on what we're watching right now, Rocky. It's
Rocky
a Mickey
Marathon.
Line.
Yep, Rocky Marathon on AMC. Nothing to sneeze out there. All right, question number 3.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather listen to a Mike Francesa sports podcast or movie podcast?
I think... he gets very passionate about both, and maybe this is sort of the he's been doing sports for 40 years.
Right.
You kind of know what he's going to say about the Giants every year.
Yep.
I kind of like him spreading his wings a little bit on the movies.
What I'm getting into is this stunk.
I kind of like his – I didn't agree with the Superman take, but I liked his passion about Superman.
Right.
And so if you were like, hey, next week, tune into – Francesa breakdown, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I'm in.
Sold.
Should we look out for that on Monday?
I'm going to try to do that, yeah.
Like you mentioned, we've heard him talk sports for 40-plus years.
Right, right.
And to see him get fired up about something non-sports.
There's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
The writers in 1955. DC. Yeah, DC did this many, many moons ago.
But 100%, like, I'd love for him to, like, watch a random movie and tell me about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't necessarily have to be a summer blockbuster.
No. Like, oh, that would be great. Just like his movie and TV
Francesa
reviews.
Break down the Rocky series.
Yeah, be great. Do you think
he hates Shawshank?
Like,
he
I'd love to see him like
movies.
Pulp Fiction. He's like, it's all out of order.
Right.
He's like, you're not even telling the story right.
Like, I would love to see how he would react to something if we were like, Francesa, watch the first two seasons of Tires. You know what I mean? Something like that. Something like, Francesa,
I think you should leave.
Watch three seasons of I Think You Should Leave and let us know what you think. Those
watch
are the kind of things.
He would be so confused by a sketch comedy show.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Any Tim Robinson sketch might break his brain.
Might.
He's like, what is this guy?
Because it breaks mine. Serious? Like, I love it. It's hilarious.
It's
but even, like, I watch all of his things and I'm like, why am I laughing so hot at this? But I'm not against it. I'm not opposed to it.
Show him the Ghost Tour one. Just the Ghost Tour one. We're like, what do you think of this?
Right. Just the very first skit of I Think You Should Leave.
That
when
might
he,
be.
When he goes, I think it's a push. No, it's actually, it goes both ways.
I think it's what goes
he like breaks
ways.
The hinges trying to pull it in. Like,
what am I in store for? Yeah, I think that would actually be a great idea. That might be, I don't know what he has like for producers and stuff on his podcast,
right.
But I wonder if they're seeing the popularity of this and just how it's like,
we got to do this more.
Off and be like, we got to do this more. Like, this might be our new wheelhouse.
Right.
And even
we can
if it was
say
like,
whatever the hell we want,
you can't. It's the adult tour.
I can't play what's after that. So
no, you can't. Most of that stuff you can't play. Some of the like the funny stuff you can't play, but
you can't change the rules. But that was the thing, too. And it would be funny to hear him bring it back to 60s and 70s Yankees.
Yeah. Right. Oh,
you know what I mean? Like how he would connect modern day pop culture TV shows to old school baseball and sports would be good.
But he also strikes me as the type of guy that even in like the 70s and 80s and 90s, his references were just other sports things.
Yeah.
Like there was like even living in New York. Do you think he's seen Saturday Night Live?
Had to have.
I mean, he's got
to,
he knows.
He had to have
it,
seen it. Like, if I was him, I hope he would have gone multiple times.
He should have hosted.
That kind of, that would have been awesome. That would have been great. But a guy with his power and pull, like you could be in any. I would take it full advantage
wasn't
of that.
Isn't he in SAG? Isn't he technically in SAG for being in Uncut Gems?
He was in Uncut Gems.
Oh, he is in Uncut Gems. He's actually pretty good.
Did
in
he play
Uncut
himself,
Gems.
Or was he just he was?
No,
was he? Was
oh,
a,
he was like Gary or something.
Was
no.
he a bookie?
Yes,
he was a bookie, right? He wasn't
was.
A sports radio guy in that movie.
I think you're right. Good call.
That was one of those movies. Like I saw it, and I'm like, once is enough.
Yeah, you got a little.
It was good, but
anxiety.
I'm like, once is enough.
Yeah, that's right. He was pretty good.
I immediately needed a dumb Sandler movie when I got out of the theater from watching that one.
What? Happy Gilmore 2 is right around the corner.
Next week.
Next week?
I don't know if it's the 24th or the 25th, either Thursday. I'm assuming it's Friday, the 25th.
Yeah, that could be.
I'll watch it. I'm ready for that.
You think Francesco will break that down?
I hope so.
You know what?
Is he in it?
Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit. He wasn't on Uncut Gems, so maybe he's kept in touch with Sandler, for all we know. Sandler likes to cast a lot of regulars.
Yeah. Dan Patrick will probably be in this one, too. That's he loves Dan Patrick.
He does love Dan Patrick. Yeah, big sports guy. But yeah,
what was the other one? He made a bet with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry gets over 2,500 yards or something like that, Nick. What was it?
Oh, my God, 2,500 yards?
I thought Sandler made a thing with Derrick Henry about getting X amount of yards, and if you get this many yards, I'll put you in a movie or something like that.
He's going to probably be in it. All right, very good. Yeah, because he has two movies coming out this year, Happy Gilmore 2 and a movie called J. Kelly, which apparently there's Oscar buzz for.
Sandler? Good for him. He's got to win one of these points. He's like Johnny Drama. He's like done so much and then he's just get finally get some real award for it. Not a Razzie. No, not a Nickelodeon
he's
Kids
got a lot
Award.
Of Razzies.
Not an MTV Award. Give this guy something real.
Yeah, Adam Sandler bet Derrick Henry, if he can rush for over 2,000 yards this season, he'll put him in a movie and bring him to dinner.
Boom.
Dinner and a movie.
That's a date.
Yeah.
And you know there's no dress code because it's Sandler, so he's showing up in shorts and a polo and... A basketball in his hand because he's got a pickup game right after
that.
That
was actually
dinner.
A good bit from the Oscars. I don't know, not a lot of people watch the Oscars, but the when he was like in the crowd and Conan O'Brien calls him out. He's
oversized
got like a
hoodie and basketball shorts on.
Yeah, that's great. All right, last question, Nick.
Would you rather have a pool or a boat?
I'm going pool.
Yeah, it seems like there's
maintenance on both.
Yeah, I don't have either, but I would say the boat maintenance, and then it's like, where do you keep the boat? Where, like, how expensive is it?
Right,
because
we don't live
somewhere in
an area where you can keep it in the water year round.
No, so I just have it like my yard, and then I gotta like
right with the pool, you just kind of drain it, cover
it. I gotta get a trailer. I gotta do all that.
Right,
I gotta put the boat in. I gotta go park the car.
Insurance on both is through the roof.
Through the roof. Yeah, give me a pool.
Yeah, it seems like
that's
it
still
seems
a lot
like
of upkeep.
Yeah, yeah,
but
it seems like less of a headache than a boat. Awesome as a boat is,
and like a day like today, 100 degrees, you drive home, and it's not like, all right, everybody, pile in the car, let's go drive the boat out somewhere else.
Nope.
Let's go to
cannonball contest.
Cannonball contest.
You can also just have the kids work on the pool. They're getting old enough to where they can
skim
the pool.
Well, not even that. They
have
machines.
Six-year-old
you got robots now. You put in the
get them to work.
Right. You got robots.
Hey guys,
now
take the chlorine, dump that in, mix that around.
Handle all these chemicals.
Kick it around.
Nah, you don't need gloves. You don't need gloves. You're fine.
Just keep it out of your eyes. You're fine.
We have a lot of the inflatable stuff. Our backyard now has turned into just like sprinklers and those ones.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty legit.
It is like Wally World back there, huh?
It's chaos.
Two young kids. What do you expect?
We got a slide. We have one of these like giant. Although my wife's kind of mad because we had like this giant inflatable soccer ball.
Yep.
And I was like kicking it around, and there's a hole in it. Definitely my fault. Definitely my fault.
Because you're probably not supposed to have shoes on.
Yeah, I don't know. I kicked it. It hit some other toy. It's a whole mess. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I blame the Hornets.
Yeah. No. Andy Hart's weighing in. Boat.
Well, he has a boat. He's
a
boat guy.
Yeah, he is a boat guy.
He probably has a pool, too.
He might.
He might have both.
He puts his boat in the pool?
Yeah, right.
That's that sweet. All right, you guys can weigh in on any of this. Earlier in the show, we were talking, of course, All-Star Game, WNBA. As Caitlin Clark was in town, the thoughts of an expansion team here in Boston. You can join us 617-779-7937. Terp's going to be in high noon, full basketball hour with Terp, including... are all, I guess, quarter century teams. Me and Terp each come up with a first team, second team, third team, all NBA quarter century. See how much overlap there is on that. But when we come back, we'll do a Dork Minute here on WEEI.
The Red Sox Station.
Red Sox win it! Win it!
WEEI.
Can you believe it?
Way back!
New England Sports Original.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one. Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Mures.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Oh, all right, good time for a Dork Minute here on Jones and Keith. WEEI Jones is off. Billy Landy has slid over. Terp's going to join us at high noon for some pure hoops, a full hour of pure hoops. Also, speaking of Dork, Davey Eyeballs is going to join the program tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So how about that? That should be pretty good. I have a movie recommendation, and then I want to quickly go over some of these Emmy noms that came out yesterday. Movie recommendation, streaming right now on Peacock, movie called Drop.
Okay.
Ooh. It's a thriller. It is about a blind date. Not a blind date. I guess just sort of like a, you know, a first date. A first date.
There we go.
And all of a sudden, the lady is getting a lot of strange text messages in the restaurant.
Okay.
Where are they coming from? I don't know.
Somebody at the bar.
Maybe. Maybe. Nick, you saw this as well.
Yep.
Oh, how you many saw this? You already, this was
oh streaming. It's streaming.
No, but I mean, like, you guys have already watched it.
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's why I'm recommending it. I'd say if you like a thriller, if you like an edge of your seat thriller,
I do.
Check out Drop. Nick, how many stones would you give it out of six?
Probably four.
Yeah, four and a half.
I would go probably
five.
I didn't love the ending, okay. So I right. probably have to go four.
Six.
Rock hard four.
Okay. Anybody? Four. Anybody recognizable in it?
Good question. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody that you're like, oh, that's who that is.
Violet Bean is the name of the actress. If you're familiar with Violet Bean, the one guy I kind of recognize, but I don't know what the hell he's in. The lead,
the date.
I recognized him, but I couldn't tell you what he was in. So sort of like an under the radar cast. It was probably what 95 minutes or so. Like
it was right at the 90 minute mark. Probably.
Yeah, you're in and out.
Perfect.
But, yeah, it was one of the better movies that I saw, and it's streaming now on Peacock. Yeah, PG-13 thriller. The Emmy nominations came out yesterday, and so the best in television. They have way too many nominees when it comes to the series because they split it up in comedy series and drama series. And I watch a lot of these shows, not all of them. So for the outstanding comedy.
Sick yeah, bro.
Listen. I like to watch TV. Outstanding comedy series: Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking, The Studio, and What We Do in the Shadows.
You were kind of mad about The Studio, weren't you? Didn't you say,
bailed.
A few episodes you left?
Yeah, this was the Seth Rogen show on Apple TV. It's like he runs like a studio. So he plays a fictional character, but then they have like a bunch of people playing themselves. Like Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard and Anthony Mackie all play like themselves. I did not care for it at all.
Yeah. I know Nick has good things about Only Murderers in the Building.
Well, I only made it through the first three episodes of this season, and I kind of bailed on it, too.
So this is another one. It's gone on too long. It was really good at first.
But I mean,
really
that's only good, that can't be more than five seasons, right?
I think it might be, five seasons sounds right. Four seasons.
Like four. Every season was the same. And the first two episodes, like, all right, don't really need to finish this.
So I liked one, I liked two less, and then I think I started three and stopped, and I never made it to four. But it is Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Right.
I
mean,
that's, it was funny.
Yeah. The Bear, we talk about this every year. I don't think it's really a comedy, and yet it gets lumped in there.
And you and Jones bailed on that, didn't you?
No. Watch this. We watched it.
Oh.
I think it might be the worst season. Jones thinks three is worse
than four. Okay, so maybe that's
what
it was. Maybe you just
it's not as
negative.
Good as it was.
All right, maybe I took your negative review as you bailing on it.
Yeah, so I don't really have a winner here, to be honest. Drama series, Andor, the Star Wars show, which was awesome. The Diplomat, The Last of Us, Paradise, which I know Greg's show talked about quite a bit. The Pit, which I did finish. Severance, Slow Horses, and The White Lotus.
None of them as a network.
No, that's amazing. You're right.
You know what I mean?
It's Disney,
Netflix, it's all a stream.
HBO, Hulu. Yeah, there's no network or anything. I think on the other
Lotus
side.
White Lotus get its way in there.
Dude, White Lotus.
I saw the first two seasons, and both seasons, I was like, why did I finish watching this?
I did not like this show at all. I watched the whole season because Walton Goggins was in it, and he was good. I like Carrie Coon, and I like Sam Rockwell, who pops up. But the show kind of stinks. Severance should win. Season two of Severance was incredible. The Pit is good for what it is. Like if you're interested in a medical drama, then you get that. The Last of Us was kind of polarizing. I think Greg and Wiggy Wiggy specifically did not like it, but I thought it was pretty good.
How many
Greg
seasons
was
that
pretty in? Out on it, too.
That was the second.
Yep.
And season three is coming out. The Paradise was fine. I don't know why. I'm surprised it got nominated. Andor probably won't win, but it was awesome. And that'll be the last season of Andor, two seasons and done. So of all this, there's a bunch of acting awards and whatever, writing, all this stuff. Severance got 10. Actually, Severance and White Lotus got 10 nominations. A show called Adolescence got 8, which you saw, Nick.
Yeah, I recognized that it was really good. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, you could
like,
do
the
that.
Writing was awesome. The cinematography was awesome. I didn't like it.
Was that the show that was like a one shot?
It was all one shot. Okay. Every episode was one shot.
All right. Seven nominees for The Penguin, which I swear came out like 2 years ago.
I thought we already did
Emmy. I thought it already got nominated. I don't get that. The Penguin, The Pit, and The Studio all got seven. Then a bunch of others got a bunch. I guess some of the snubs or some of like the Andor actors didn't get any love for it at all. But there you go. Nate Bargatze is going to be hosting this bad boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like him.
It's not bad.
He's very good for clean comic. Like, he's probably the top guy right now.
Yeah, so probably makes sense. I guess they don't want it to be too offensive. September is when this thing comes out.
Which means tonight, though.
Shane Gillis
on the ESPYs.
I know, and I haven't watched the ESPYs maybe since Norm MacDonald.
Right.
And so, Shane Gillis?
Maybe, we'll see.
Maybe
we'll
have see. To, or at least give me like a sizzle reel. Give me a highlight reel.
See, the thing is, too, and he's done
post the monologue, and I can watch it after.
Yeah, I'll watch the monologue, and then they'll be like, hopefully a couple of jokes where people are really uncomfortable, and then like I'll watch those, and then like we're good.
Yeah, no. Social media will give us the Cliff's Notes that we need to see how it was without having to sit through it. But like, he did SNL, and when he did SNL, it was awesome. But his monologues, like, the crowd was just kind of like
He was like nervous too,
right? Because
like,
maybe the crowd wasn't into his kind of humor.
Yeah,
but like anybody who like with Norm, if you're a fan, you're gonna love it regardless.
Well, people, I think, because Gillis has hosted SNL twice, right?
Yep.
I think the first time people were like really confused because you're like, wait a minute, this guy was hired, then got canceled before he even got famous, and now so he wasn't good enough to be on the cast, but now he's gonna host.
But going back to Norm, it was like the same thing. Yeah. He goes, oh, just a year and a half ago, they told me I wasn't funny enough for the show, but now I'm hosting it.
Bizarre. Yeah, absolutely bizarre.
So another thing, too, is like some of these categories, there are just so many nominees.
It's too many.
And then you look at something like Outstanding Talk Series. Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, that's it.
Outstanding Scripted Variety Show, John Oliver, SNL.
Two nominees.
Right?
John Oliver still going?
I guess so.
Well, I guess he is.
Well, no, you guys thought Penguin was maybe one of those situations.
Last year.
Reality Show was Amazing Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, Top Chef, and The Traitors, which I'm glad The Traitors
Did love. Make it.
Yeah, Traitors.
That's like the usual suspects.
Yeah,
but at least Traitors made it.
See, this is more my category. Outstanding Game Show.
Ooh, what do you got for Game Show?
Celebrity Family Feud, Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I had no idea was still going.
Those are all still on? That's
well, I mean, amazing. Jeopardy,
well,
Wheel
Jeopardy
of Fortune.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune since Seacrest took over. Same thing with Jeopardy. When Alex Trebek passed away.
Vanna White didn't take over?
I think Vanna White's still, I'm pretty sure she's still there.
Just doing the letters?
Just still turning letters.
I thought she was supposed to be like the host.
She doesn't even turn letters, no.
Oh, she touches the button.
She just touches the button now.
Yeah, so obviously like new Seacrest. Host for those two. Seacrest?
Seacrest and they have like is no it Ken creativity. Jennings still?
Oh, Ken Jennings.
Ken
maybe.
Jennings, I think, still. Because they were rotating between like Ken Jennings and like Blossom was doing it for a while. I think Aaron Rodgers might have actually hosted once or twice.
Yeah, I think they did like
during
a
tryout.
But yeah, it's mostly Ken Jennings.
And the same thing like Price is Right. Like,
who hosts Millionaire now?
I have no idea. Probably Jerry O'Connell. I don't know.
Dude, that was at one point an incredible show.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
That was great. When the guy won the first time.
Called his father?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel was hosting it now.
Kimmel's hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yep, the show got a revival in 2020, and Jimmy Kimmel's been the host since.
Wow. All right. There you go. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on Jones and Keefe. Billy Laney has slid over as Jones is out the rest of the week. But coming up next, Justin Turpin, a little pure hoops for a full hour, including some of Jaylen Brown's comments from earlier in the week. We'll do that coming up next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI.